Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is a dangerous place, and I'm going to make a statement that is a fact. It's all because of leftism and the Democrats. It's really that simple. And you don't. There's no need to not speak in absolutes about it. Everything you're seeing, that you're witnessing around the world, has been created by Democrats and leftists, and mostly Americans. There's a supercut that you can see of the, of colleges there where they're protesting, and I'll play clips of it today. But in one case, they compare what Hamas did to what the Proud Boys have done here in America on January 6th. I'll play that clip. In other cases, they talk about no justice, no peace. They use the same rhetoric that disgruntled black leftists in America have used to criticize a country that has given black people more wealth and opportunity than all the other countries in the world combined. Leftists foment hate. They talk about coming together. They talk about kumbaya. And everything out of their mouths is separatist and hate. And what you're witnessing right now, this anti-Semitism, this so-called pro-Palestinian nonsense, is nothing more than people profiteering on your fears. Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to make a quick comment. I've been talking about our event that we had for SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. One of the best events I've ever seen on wokeism. And you're witnessing wokeism right now. You're witnessing people what? These pro-Palestinian groups all over the country marching in this video that we can't, I'm not going to do the whole thing just because a lot of it you got to visually see. But in practically every major city in the country, on all college campuses, these people were talking about gas the Jews, you know, kill the Jews, justifying what happened to Israel. That's what's being taught. That's the wokeism that's happening today. And we did a seminar about it that, quite frankly, was embarrassing in terms of the turnout. I mean, we made the best of it because it was such a great event and there were enough people there to rationalize it. But it should have been overflow because you're witnessing it right now. But I want to give a shout out to a lady named Ann. Not going to say her last name. When I talked about this and I talked about the money that my family spent to put this on, that my organization did to put this event on, to bring some of the most brilliant thinkers together to showcase what this world is headed to. And she stepped up. She sent me a note, said, Kev, I want to help. What can I do to offset cost? I said, hey, Ann, whatever you want to do is fine because it certainly mitigates our costs. But we're moving forward with it. We're going to plan for next year. Now, we're going to do it differently. We're going to go after the educators, the business owners, the students who are tired of it, who are witnessing woke. And we're going to fill those rooms up next year. I believe that God is going to give me that to do. I mean, he's already given it for me to do. I think he's going to help me get it funded. But Ann stepped up and said, look, I'm willing to help you. And I thank you for that. I mean, I've already talked about the people that have reached out to us in many ways. Albert, Bob and Carol, my buddy Andy, and many others. And it's not always the big donors. I'm not trying to decry. Trust me, I want big donors. But I'm not decrying the little ones because every little bit helps. And what I'll tell you is this, and I've said it before. My organization, Pound for Pound, is the best in the country. We are unafraid to address this nonsense, and we do it in a way that gets people's attention, which is why I'm banned on social media, shadow banned, because we can be effective. I'd love to be at these meetings where they're talking about Palestine and all this other stuff. And you know what I would say? You are the problem. The same thing I say to black folks all the time. Stop looking for a scapegoat. Stop looking for somebody to blame when you don't want to stand up and do something. Look, I get it. I wouldn't want to grow up in Gaza. Thank God I didn't. But I'm growing up in America, and you know what they still tell me? Kevin, it's bad in America. It's bad all. Look, I don't know if I would have grown up in Gaza. I'm going to tell you this. I would be the same person looking for opportunity, looking for ways to get ahead, and whatever the circumstances are, because that's all you can do. And if you happen to be part of the greatest country the world has ever known and will ever know, then all the better. You are not going to make me feel like this country won't give me whatever opportunity. And I don't care if I'm 2 feet tall and 15 feet wide. It doesn't matter. You cannot be stopped if you don't let somebody stop you. It is all about what you decide to do. And when we start teaching that, you'll get these kids. When you watch these events and these people are screaming and protect Gaza, you can look at them and know they don't know one bit about what they're talking about. They're caught up in groupthink. They it's their 15 seconds of fame. It said, I get to look good in front of all these people. I'm going to take advantage of this thing. And they feel empowered, but they can't fill a thimble with what's going on. Not to mention, they've never been made to think about how good they have it. And their cause, all these people, the Palestinian cause, this, that, and the other. Half of them, no, more than that. 90% of them don't even have a dog in the fight. And they want to blame somebody. It's Israel's fault. I know because I heard it. They said it on TV. Ask them. By the way, we have a clip of a guy. He's in Canada. And a reporter's talking to him and says, you know, makes these statements. And the guy just, I'm going to give a clinic. Here's what I'm about to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing debate. I'm going to be taking pieces of what people say. I'm going to show you how somebody debates and never loses. Because I'm going to tell you this. I have never lost a debate. And a reason why is I had a conversation with God years ago. And I told him I'd run out of ideas. And he says, not only are you not out of ideas, Kevin, you're going to be replete with ideas. Too many. You're going to have to figure it out. But he says, you're not going to lose a debate. I'm going to speak through you. Don't worry about it. And I don't lose debates. And I've studied it. I understand it. And I'm going to explain it to people how you don't lose a debate and how you actually convince people of your side without having to be dogmatic. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just wanted to finish with the values first, because it's just amazing to me that the American left, so much of it, throws their lot in with people whose values, I hope they don't share, but let's go through them. Because values and customs make a difference, okay? And the people of Gaza, who, by the way, if the Israelis did get rid of Hamas, they'd be doing a giant favor, yes, to the people of Gaza who hate Hamas. Yeah. But let's just go through the list. Because the Israelis look like us in most ways, values-wise. Maybe we're not doing it the right way. I don't know. Religious tolerance. That doesn't exist in Gaza. You're either Muslim or an infidel, and you better be a Muslim. Female freedom, free and fair elections, free speech, gay rights. I see these Queers for Palestine.
Did you hear their sister banners. Organization, Blacks for the KKK?
It's like...
By the way, I'm a gay man. I lived in Berlin. This is a level of masochism that even I cannot comprehend.
Right. I mean,
you know, I'm going to get...
Can I just finish my list of pedophilia? I'll put that under don't ask. Child brides and so forth. Equality of the sexes. The fact that, you know, these people think that this is where they should be aligned with, that these are the values that you support?
I think this past week has been a real important moment for a moral reckoning on the American left, because there is a small, and I'm going to emphasize that, a very small, but growing and extremely loud faction on the American left that has revealed itself.
I don't know how
to
small
be,
anymore.
Okay, well, I don't...
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. We're talking about a dangerous world out there. Dangerous world. Very dangerous. Did I mention dangerous? You know, I'm glad you guys are with me. And the dangerous world that we live in is created by leftism. Leftists are the ones pouring criminals onto the streets. Leftists are the ones who don't want to fund police officers. Leftists are the people who want to let people come into this country unvetted. Leftists are the people who spread hate around the globe in the form of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the killing of children, the anti-Semitism to which Bill Maher was talking about. He says the American left throws its values in with these people. And he goes, look at the cheer from the audience when he says, if Israel were to get rid of Hamas, they would be doing the world a favor. And then he says, they're like us. Religious tolerance, female freedom, free and fair elections, which we didn't have in 2020, free speech. And I'll get to that on the speaker stuff, which I think is ridiculous. Jim Jordan, this one guy, I'm not going to vote for Jim Jordan because he believes the election was stolen in 2020. Anybody who doesn't believe the election is stolen, you're an effing idiot. I'm no longer going to sugarcoat it. If you don't believe that this election was stolen, you're part of the problem. And I'm not going to sit around here and go, well, look, I can understand. I don't understand anything. Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. There's a reason why everything got shut down in the middle of the night, because Donald Trump was kicking his sorry butt and defeating leftism. We defeat leftism every single day in this country. You see it all over the place. The very people who complain about capitalism use it to such a degree they should be ashamed of themselves. And look at the anti-Semitism, these people that call themselves, we're so kumbaya. They're the people that are spreading hatred all over the world, allowing a group of people to hate another group of people. Why? Because their religious differences? Because they carved out a little piece of territory in Israel? Look at everything else that's out there for the Arabs. What is your obsession? So here's Bill Maher, who happens to be Jewish, and he's going, you know what? When you shift that leftist to the right, you know you got a problem on the left. But anyway, going back, free speech, gay rights. And then the gay guy goes, yeah, I equate these gays for Hamas to blacks for the KKK. He says that's a level of masochism that even I can't comprehend. Why would you beat yourselves up? Okay, gays for Hamas, you do know what's going to happen to you, right? You do know that they're going to kill you. As Ahmadinejad said when he was in Iran, he says, we don't have any gays in Iran. Really? So you're the only country that doesn't have any gays. He goes on, pedophilia in the form of child brides and a host of other things. What do we agree with these people on? Why would you be protesting on behalf of that way of life that you have no interest in? They're religiously intolerant. They treat females like crap. They don't even allow elections with Hamas. I don't know if you know that. They don't. There is no free speech. There are no gay rights. Black folks, if you're paying attention, they don't give a crap about you. They believe in pedophilia. They believe in rape culture. It's a male patriarchal society. I could go on. And the guy goes on, he says, I think, you know, there's got to be a moral reckoning for the left. No kidding. Shocker. How could you look, please explain it to me. Explain it from an academic point of view that you say, okay, Kevin, you disagree completely with these people and their way of life. but we're going to support it. You are antithetical to them in almost every way outside of being a human being. What is it that you would want to go march for them? I don't have any daughters. I have nothing but sons. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe in a society where women are not treated equally. Understanding that their role, understanding that, you know, we all have our purposes. And I mean, men are never going to have babies. I know. I just said something that's completely, you know, whoo, Kevin, you're in trouble. But understanding that you have a role to play in the evolution of man the same way guys do. I don't think I'm going to wake up one day and the male grizzly is going to be the one birthing babies and the mama grizzly is going to be the one protecting the family. You know what I mean? I don't think that things are going to flip. I don't think that the females are going to protect the pride. I think it's going to always be males protecting the pride. That's just me. I happen to believe in the idea of nature. But whatever your role is in society, play it. Play the cards you're dealt. But women can certainly be equal in their own way. I do know this. The female lions do protect the pride sometimes. Sometimes they get called in to fight with the males, and they're willing to do it. In my household, I can tell you this. Melissa's not worried about who's going to stand up and fight for the family. But if she's got to throw some fists and throw some blows, she's willing to throw some blows. But she knows I'm going to be the one throwing the blows first. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'll make you a bet. Most women in America, that's what they want. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. Hope you're enjoying the show. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In addressing the nation last night, President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home. The FBI continues to monitor threats here in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. The proposal to authorize interim speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters, though, that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry that power. As the UAW strike continues, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. Negotiations with the big three automakers have shown limited progress. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Members of Afghanistan's LGBTQ community says that their lives are in jeopardy now that the Taliban is back in control. LGBTQ Afghans in Kabul told VOA that the Taliban are searching for them and beating them up. For security reasons, VOA is protecting the identity of those interviewed for this story.
This is our life. They just entered our house and beat us. Look, my head is broken and it is bleeding.
Gays for Hamas. Wow. How stupid is that? Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Going to be covering some hodgepodge of stuff because there's a lot going on in the world. It is one heck of a dangerous world. The anti-Semitism that is blatant is amazing to me. And I'm watching Muslim terrorists, people who have been terrorizing people for decades. And people will sympathize with this. We've talked about terror attacks, and I ask a simple question. You know, show me the number of terror attacks by Jews. Show me the number of terror attacks by Christians that happen on a routine basis. Show me. Give me the numbers. Because I can give you the numbers on Muslim terror attacks. People track it. And it's not anecdotal. There are thousands that happen every single year. How sick is that? Let me tell you. We got a mashup. I told you I was going to play pieces of this. And I want to start at towards the end. This is what Sonny Hoskins of The View had to say about the attacks against Israel. And just to show you how distorted these people are, check this out.
I look at this from a legal perspective, and I think that we all know that Hamas has been designated a terror organization, just like many other terror organizations have had this designation, like the Proud Boys here in the United States.
Yes, folks, it is that crazy on the left. I want you to understand something. The Proud Boys, a gay conservative group, who dare to say, look, we don't use sexuality as our weapon. We look at issues, and they are a terrorist group in the United States. Being persecuted essentially because of their politics. Now, here's what I'll bet you money. If the Proud Boys were a leftist group who were protesting against anything other than wanting government to effectively get rid of all this nonsense, make government about character and for the people, they'd be free. They wouldn't. The guy who runs the Proud Boys, who, by the way, is a Hispanic gay male. I can't. Do you understand the ramifications of this? A Hispanic gay male is in jail because of a Trump, because of trumped up charges against him for J6. Do you understand how crazy that is in America? Dual system of justice? If this guy was on the other, if he was a member of Antifa or Brown Lives Matter or something like that, he'd be getting awards. Medals pinned on his chest. He's being persecuted for one reason. He's a conservative. And I go back to Joe Biden. Gay people are being kicked out of restaurants in America. Where? Refused service. Where? Gay in America. I want to think about this. They tell you gays are being persecuted. They say by us. A gay person who's of our political persuasion is in prison for doing nothing. I think you get it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. It's insane. A crazy world. And it's not going to get any better under Biden. Gates made a comment about Joe Biden's NATO. And I want to play it again. A bit of a hodgepodge, but you'll get it. And what you'll understand is that there's no help coming from the Biden administration. If you're waiting for a lifeline for them, if you're holding your breath, they're going to call you blue boy or blue girl pretty soon.
So the world kind of looks at Biden and goes, oh, God, that's the guy. But I remember not too long ago, Trump muscling his way in. And whether they liked him or not, they respected him, Matt.
President Trump's foreign policy was unpredictable and effective. Joe Biden's foreign policy is paint by numbers, and I don't quite know yet what the Biden doctrine is, but I get the sense that it probably has a half-life at this point because he's sleepwalking us into World War III the way a dementia patient would sleepwalk into a late-night Waffle House. Let's talk about what's actually going on at NATO right now. The $115 billion we sent Ukraine is not enough. Now they're talking about giving Ukraine Israel-like security status so that we have to pay to be the block captain of Ukraine forever. And I think one can reasonably ask the question, has NATO expansion made us safer? I mean, has it really? Are we safer today than we were before NATO expanded into the Baltics and put us now on the brink of war? I mean, we have Democrat Seth Moulton and Democrat Steny Hoyer have already said we are at war with Russia. That's not exactly what we signed up for with Sleepy Joe as the president of the United States.
And while we're on the subject, Joe Biden says, let's give $100 billion to Israel and Ukraine. And what he's doing is he's sneaking in this money to continue funding Ukraine. Why? Because, as I've said, I think Ukraine knows that Joe Biden's compromised. And this is the final installment of the hostage payment that Joe Biden has to make to get them off of his back. We're going to look back at this period of history, and I mean, look, I don't know where it's going to go. I'm optimistic. I'm going to always remain optimistic as long as we have firearms in this country and we have hundreds of thousands, well, millions of Americans armed and ready to go to war. And when I tell you we're ready to go to war, what Hamas did in Israel, if they tried that crap here, oh, would some Americans get killed? Absolutely. But let me tell you, we would have wiped them out. No question in my mind. I know some good old boys that are waiting for the war. They're like, bring it. And I'm right there with them. I will stand and defend this country above anything. And well, not above family and all that, but I consider it, you know, protecting family. Let them try that in our neighborhood. What's that song the country guy? Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. There's something to be said about growing up in a period of America that many of us grew up in or listening to this program. You have a different feeling about this country. But let me tell you, if we don't convey, if we don't put this feeling into our children and our grandchildren, this country will not exist. That feeling that we have, I'm telling you, is uniquely American. People can love their country. They cheer for the World Cup and all that. What we have is a deeper love of this country. And I'm not trying to compare us to Europe and whatever else. I know people love their country. And I know what Britain did to survive in World War II. And I salute these folks. I believe many of these other countries feel the same way. I think the people fighting in the crap hole countries around the world. Many of them feel the same way, but they don't have the, there's a richness and a quality to being an American that no other country has. And I know people are out there going, Kevin, but you're probably, but I get it. It's not a probable bias. I know I'm biased. But I also know when I travel to other countries, as much as they love their country, you know what they say? Kevin, but to be in America, you know, whatever accent they have, they are enthralled with us. And they come over here and they want to come over here. And when they do, many of them never want to go back. Now, some of them get disillusioned and find out if you come over here and live in New York, you're still in poverty. You may not be living in a hut, but you're in poverty because it costs so much to live. But they love it. The majority of them are never going back because of the opportunity that exists here. And I understand. I got two African friends one of them, his name is Asan. He goes, Kevin, I'm going back as soon as I'm done. You know, when I finish kind of getting my apprenticeship, I'm going back to run my family's business, and I can't wait to go back. And I talk to him, I go, really? Yeah, two of his sisters will never go back. He's my banker. He's like, they're never going back, but he's going back. He's going to go run the family business, and he can't wait. He has a love of his country, which is good. But, you know, and I'm going to tell you, we may lose one out of three or one out of five or whatever, but the majority of them come here and they get it. Anyway, Biden's foreign policy is paint by the numbers. And Matt Gaetz was right to describe him as a dementia patient that's just rumbling around trying to figure it out. Now, I do believe they want to make this a pay-for-ever thing. They love the idea of war. We have to feed the machine that runs America. The Raytheons, the General Dynamics, these companies have to sell their wares somewhere. Where are you going to sell F-15 or, you know, F-22 fighters and whatever else? Where are you going to sell it if you're not creating war? Think about it. You've got to have this fear of something happening or else nobody's going to buy that gear. Anyway, we jumped around a lot this particular segment, but we'll get on track. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, we don't want any Wahhabists in Poland. They will not be let in. We don't want any jihadists. We don't want any Hamas supporters in Poland or Hamas members. We know they're going to try to move throughout the world. So, as I said previously, and I keep repeating for years, not even one will come to Poland ever.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Dominik Tarzynski, leader in Poland, who said, they're not coming here. We wrote about this years ago. I did an article. I was looking at Muslim expansion, and Poland years ago said, when we were researching attacks and countries, and they, I think it was, I read a thing that said the only country that had been immune of just like regular European countries was Poland. And we found out there were no Muslims in Poland. That's why there were no attacks. It's funny how it correlates that way. No terrorist attacks, no Muslims. Now, we've had a few here in America, right? Terrorist attacks. Almost all of them, with the exception of that white boy, Timothy McVeigh. We got to throw him in, right? You know what? I bet Timothy McVeigh was a MAGA guy, a Trump supporter. And didn't he? I think he died of COVID. But yeah, we always got to mention him. But the real Muslim attacks, you know, the Miami nightclub, Pulse, the San Bernardino, the bombing of the Boston Marathon, etc. And there's many, many others. And the correlation is, it's almost always Muslim men. And when it's not Muslim men doing those types of attacks, you want to know who the next biggest group? Well, it's actually the biggest group. It's black people, generally young black men attacking black people. That's the biggest terror group in America, is black men between a certain age group. And they terrorize everybody. Number two, Muslim men. Those are the people. Just telling you the truth, man. You can take it or leave it. I don't care. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The U.S. Embassy is burning in Beirut, or at least it was. That little hallowed ground that represents America all over the world that is supposed to be untouchable. Well, we've closed three of them. We've closed three embassies under Biden. Are you aware of that? They sent us out, tucked tail, and ran. An embassy is supposed to be sacrosanct. You give that land, you cede that land to whomever comes over. In the United States, go to the Saudi embassy. If you're a Saudi Arabian citizen, that embassy is sacrosanct. Nobody touches it. It's a stated rule. It's not even unstated. That embassy is immune. It's just like having that country in that location. And that's why New York has a lot of problems, because some of these people are crazy and they have diplomatic immunity and they can do whatever they want. But if you respect the nation's laws, you have your land there. Everybody is supposed to recognize that. The citizenry, the law enforcement, all of us. And we've lost three embassies under Joe Biden. Matt Gaetz, we played a clip earlier. He says, what good is it to expand NATO? NATO doesn't pay its bills when you want them to pay their bills. No, you're being a bad partner. Donald Trump said, pay your bills, NATO. Are you safer with NATO? Let's say you were to bring Ukraine into NATO. Would you be that much safer? Do you really believe it? NATO can't even protect the countries it's supposed to be protecting now. The United Nations, you feel safer with the United Nations? Do you feel like the world is so free of war and conflict because we've got this great organization all getting together to ban, you know, whoo, that's all kumbaya and hold hands and sing and sway. And you're going to, more wars going on than before we ever had a United Nations. So why are we supporting it? Why are we putting all that money into it? We got the World Bank, right? More poverty in the world than before we ever had a World Bank. World Bank was supposed to make sure that certain countries developed and did certain things. You want to know what's keeping countries from developing? The green energy idiots. I just read somewhere that a country, I think it was Sweden or Norway, whatever, going to be fossil fuel vehicle free by 2035 or something like that. Death nail. Death nail. But they're going down that path, the path of woke. The path of woke that has led to the most anti-Semitism I've ever seen as an adult, that's led to the actual worship of terrorists. Do you know the Biden administration actually made a comment that George Floyd should be alive today? There's a statue, bronze statues of George Floyd sitting as if he's some kind of freaking hero to black people. This man was a thug who printed up fake $20 bills and tried to pass them off, high on fentanyl, got himself killed, and he's recognized as a hero. Well, it also reminds me of something else I saw that was interesting. General Milley. Go look at his uniform when you see him in uniform. He's got all kinds of medals on his chest. This man has never served in a war, according to some people. I don't know. That's what I've heard. How do you get that many medals? You want to know what those medals are? Let me tell you what the medals and most of the medals in the military are today. How woke are you? How much do you succumb to LGBT nonsense or racial nonsense, DEI, ESG, all these acronyms that amount to nothing except destruction of the country? U.S. Embassy is burning because of the policies of the Joe Biden administration. The America is in turmoil. The world is in turmoil because of a bunch of people who got together and performed a coup in 2020 to take out a guy who would have made sure none of this stuff was happening. Anybody disagree? Are you that big of a clown that you would disagree with me that if Donald Trump were president, we wouldn't be going through most of this stuff? There would not be rampant inflation in America. We would not have depleted the strategic petroleum reserves. We would still be energy independent. We wouldn't be in a war in Ukraine. Israel would not have been attacked because we would have had a different government that would have protected them, that would have done what they were supposed to do. We would have a border that was not leaking, providing an invasion to occur. We would have people that would have jobs that could actually pay their bills. We would have an American spirit of an idea of what this country means, that it was going in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Consumer confidence would be higher. Our bond rating would be a double. It would be triple. What else you want me to talk about? Race relations would be better. Relations between men and women would be better. Relationships between the LGBT and the not gay NGMW movement that I started would be better. Everything would be better. And Hillary Clinton might actually be in prison. Hunter Biden would probably be in prison. And Joe Biden would have just ridden off into the sunset. That's what we would have had. That's the nation that we were building. But now we've got Hamas blowing up its own hospital and blaming Israel. And you want to know why they did it? They blew up their hospital. They were trying to lob more bombs into Israel. Blew up their hospital because that's where the terrorists hide. They hide in hospitals and mosques. Because they know that Israel won't target hospitals and mosques. They blow themselves up and then they look for sympathy. Please feel sorry for us. So what, we were going to attack Israel? Didn't you get the memo, Kevin Jackson? It's okay to be anti-Semitic, right? He said with sarcasm. By the way, I predicted all of this. I predicted the sympathies were going to shift from Israel so fast, I mean, as they say, faster than a New York second. And the country that was attacked would become the perpetrator now. And the perpetrators who attacked that country would become the victims. And that's where we're headed already. Multiple people. We've got to protect. You know, this is a bigger thing. It's a bigger picture thing. Israel's been occupying this or that. Israel has a little bitty piece of land compared to the Arabs. A little bitty piece of land. That's all they've asked for. Look, I'm not trying to get in a fight here. I'm just saying if Israel was an expansion to, you know, we're going to take over all the Middle East and we're going to run the Arabs out and we're going to get rid of all the Arabs and there will be no more Arabs left on the earth. Have you heard that before? No. But I bet you this, you've heard that the Arabs want to wipe Israel and the Jews from the face of the earth. These are their brothers. They're brothers and sisters. Biblically speaking, these are half brothers and sisters. We've got travel advisories all over the Middle East. Don't go to Lebanon. Don't go to Syria. Don't go here. Don't go there. Not that, you know, you shouldn't have been concerned about it to begin with. But you certainly don't want to go right now because you would be kidnapped. You got a high propensity of being kidnapped because of Joe Biden's foreign policy. I repeat when I started this hour. All of the problems that we face worldwide, globally, and on the state side can be traced to leftism, period.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.